It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job. It's
That wasn't the question.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love? Maybe I didn't understand the question.
Okay.
By a wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
Do you like your job? Don't answer that.
Don't answer the question. What's the answer?
Do you enjoy your gig?
I love my job.
No, I don't think you understood my question. Do you like your job?
I'm sorry, but not a darn question.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, let's find out who will be our big winner this week. We'll give you the three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one has been playing. I mean playing these last couple of years. He has put up some big numbers the last 12 months or so. Mike Reiner is back, ladies and gentlemen. Because as the Hardline was discussing restaurants like Fridays and Chili's and kind of how they got their start around these parts and what it was like to go there back in the day, Ryan's had a memory of TGI Fridays that no one else had, and it hilarity ensued.
And then Fridays and Chili's were kind of similar. Maybe Fridays, hey, we can party a little bit more Fridays.
Yeah, it did have that vibe.
Yeah.
Like it may have
been a lot more fun.
Yeah. And you may have had
a little more for, you know,
adults,
20-somethings rather than families.
Yeah, you had waiters in masks and stuff.
Masks?
Yeah. At Fridays.
What?
Masks?
Yeah, masks, crazy hats and stuff.
Wait.
Like Eyes Wide Shut?
Yeah.
No, not like that.
Masks.
Not real big masks like or anything. But
like
just,
those old Mexican wrestling masks?
No, not like that.
A Leatherman
like
with a zipper
Lecter?
For a mouth?
No, not like Hannibal Lecter.
Like Marty Turco?
No, just little cheap masks that covered maybe half their face, you
like
know?
Like a surgeon?
Yeah.
I think that you're making this up.
I think that
no,
you're
I'm not.
Insane.
I'm not.
Masks? Like a Lone Ranger?
Give me an example of what it is.
They were just half masks.
Look,
maybe
if I just give
Friday
you...
Friday to the 13th. Was that, there was a mask in there.
He's good right, point. There was.
Poor Rhines. He was thinking of Magic Time Machine. That's what he was thinking of, where people wore costumes, and I guess some had masks on. And if you haven't heard that slowed down... maybe you'll hear it again. We played it early this morning. The Hardline played it last night. Slow down. It's really funny.
Do we have the longer version of the regular speed one? Because that when we played it slowed down, there were even funnier lines after that because there were a couple more crazy Corby laughs. And they, you know what I'm talking about?
That was about it. It just goes a lot faster.
I think that's the same one, Junior.
No. Are you sure?
I think so.
Okay.
Play the end.
I think
can
so.
You get the end of each one of them, Cray Tray, or is that beyond?
There is a longer version. That's just a shorter one for the e-brake.
Yeah, okay. The one we played at 5:35 was a longer version.
That was 4
version.
Minutes.
I know it was slower, but it was longer because there were more Corby pterodactyl laughs.
Can you play them in audition to where you get to the end of it?
I can pull them all up.
That's okay. That's okay.
Maybe we'll revisit that here in a second. But there's Ryan's up for an e-brake. Candidate number two, this is always awesome. When on the post-game show, Norm gets mad at a caller. Well, that happened this last Sunday.
They're good at blocking the guys in front of them, yeah.
But are they good at blocking seven men?
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with
it. Yes, it does. When they have seven in the box, you can't run, man.
When they put,
that's exactly what they were trying to do.
You're telling me that Zeke Elliott has never had a 100-yard game against eight men in the box? Go back and look at the tape.
Let me ask you this. When's the last time he had the 100 against this good a defense with those men in the box?
Four carries in the first half. No back-to-back attempts, man. Four carries in the first half. No back-to-back attempts. Defend that.
Well, let me. Okay, here you go. First series, they swing.
You got to run.
Shut up for a minute. Shut up for a minute. I let
up.
You talk. Now you shut up for a minute. You wanted me to defend it. Here it comes. First segment, they swing the ball to Zeke for 4 yards. Then they hand it to Zeke
suddenly,
for zero. Third and six. You run.
If you could suddenly hear the caller tell Norm to shut up too.
Yeah, shut up for a minute. Shut up for a minute.
Gosh.
Never, ever, 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 ever.
What is that?
It's from there. Just
oh, okay.
It trails off.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, Norm, kind of lost his temper there, and he's back in post-game form for sure.
That means he's back in full norm form after his surgery, if he's losing his temper with callers.
He's back, totally back. All right, Norm's candidate number two. Candidate number three is Danny. He had a tough time telling us about Gentleman Jack. Is it ever a good sign when the guy screams midway through the live spot, "I can't talk"?
Oh, the good people at Gentleman Jack wanted me to remind you that they are the title sponsor of the D&M Open, the Dunham and Miller Open, which occurs next Tuesday, September 26th. The Gentleman Jack Dunham and Miller Open. And I've been partners with Gentleman Jack and the Jack Daniels family for several years now. And there's one reason and one reason only. Double mellowed for smoothness. That's what they do at Gentleman Jack. It's a whiskey so nice, they decided to mellow it two times. Now, this is inspired by the original Gentleman distiller, Jack Daniels. But it's Gentleman Jack. It undergoes a second charcoal mellowing to achieve this exceptional smoothness. It's got a perfectly balanced flavor for celebrating life's extraordinary occasions, plus all of those little moments along the way. Oh, God, I can't talk. Relax with a Gentleman Jack neat on the rocks, a Gentleman Jack mule for spring or summertime on the patio or in the whiskey sling. It's like an old-fashioned, but even better for summer enjoyment. Gentleman Jack would like to remind you to take English lessons and please drink responsibly.
God.
Yeah. It's very frustrating.
God, I can't talk.
Love it when Danny gets worked up. All right, so those are your three candidates, Rhines, Norm, or Danny. 888-787-1310. First one to five wins. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I want to vote for the e-break.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Vote.
Vote for what? I mean, dude.
All right. That's enough of you. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Users, RV here. Give me Mike.
There you go. That's how you vote right there. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Give me Ryan.
Thank you. We will. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Hey, good morning, boys. Give me Reiner in a gimp mask at Giorgio's sex party.
Okay, no such thing. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Mike Reiner.
Wow. Ryan's off to a quick start
here. Very efficient voting.
It's going to be tough to catch. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for Dale Hansen's erectile dysfunction.
Sir, that is not a candidate.
Like that being talked about.
And he doesn't have that, as far as we know. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I think if you listen to Norm's caller's other points, in addition to "you shut up," his points were "nuh-uh" and "I know you are, but what am I?"
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Damn, Reiner. You got a camel toe. Look at me. I got a moose knuckle, and it needs its teeth cleaned just as bad.
I guess that's a Mike vote, and that's a win for Mike Reiner.
All right.
That's
again.
A record.
That was fast.
He has been dominating this competition here for the last couple of years.
And then Fridays and Chili's were kind of similar. Maybe Fridays, hey, we can party a little bit more Fridays.
Yeah, it did have that vibe.
Yeah.
Like it may have been
a lot more fun.
Yeah, and you may have had
a little more for, you know,
adults,
20-somethings rather than families.
Yeah, you had waiters in masks and stuff.
Masks?
Yeah. At Fridays.
What?
Masks?
Yeah, masks, crazy hats and stuff.
Wait.
Like Eyes Wide Shut?
Yeah.
No, not like that.
Masks.
Not real big masks like or anything. But
like
just,
those old Mexican wrestling masks?
No, not like that.
A Leatherman
like
with
Hannibal
a zipper
Lecter?
For a mouth?
No, not like Hannibal Lecter.
Like Marty Turco?
No, just little cheap masks that covered maybe half their face, you
like
know?
Like a surgeon?
Yeah,
I think that you're making this up.
I think that you're insane.
I'm not.
Masks? Like a Lone Ranger?
Give me an example of what it is.
They were just half masks.
Look, if I just give you
Friday to the 13th. There was a mask in there.
He's good right. Point. There was.
All right, how many is that for Mike?
That is 72 wins. He is 16 behind Norman C.S. Hitzkus. Cumulus Savant hits.
He is making quite a run at Norm.
You know, you think he's on a really hot streak, but you know, you're the one that's really on the hot streak.
How so?
Well, you'd won two in a row coming into this one, and you're tied with Rhines for the season lead at 8.
Wow. You're
really? So, yeah.
That's being underreported.
You're that just being as underreported. Good, Sports as they Center. Say.
Yeah, shut up, Fernando. All right.
Oh. Well, thank you, Norm.